actions together in a single view. By revealing the scale of the threat and the opportunity, Sybase could sell its Risk Analytics Platform, or RAP, a new tool for integrating risk management, to clients who had not previously been troubled by the lack of one. This was provocation-based selling at its finest. The vendor identified a process that was critical for customers in the current business environment, developed a compelling point of view on how it was broken and what that meant in terms of cost, and then connected the problem to a solution that the vendor was offering. How does that differ from the way you sell today? Let's assume your organization has already moved away from product pushing to solution selling, and the process begins with a customer's problem rather than with your offering's features. The approach Sybase employed is more challenging to the customer's thinking. Instead of aligning with the company's prevailing outlook, it provides a new angle on the situation. You are thinking about your business along the following conventional lines, but the way we see things, that puts your success in jeopardy. You should be thinking about it in this completely different way. Whereas solution-selling salespeople listen for pain points that the customer can clearly articulate, provocation works best when it outlines a problem that the customer is experiencing but has not yet put a name to. Of course, it isn't easy to arrive at a provocative point of view that will strike the prospective client as original and